Rav Chaim Velazhner, both in Ruach Chaim on this Mishnah and in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalad, explains at length what the concept of learning Torah Lishma means. We tend to think that learning Torah Lishma is a very high level, attainable only by great tzaddikim. However, the truth is, as Rav Chaim demonstrates, that Torah Lishma is something everyone can strive for. It's within our grasp. Obviously, as with every worthwhile accomplishment, midah and mitzvah in Yiddishkeit, there are levels upon levels, and the Vilna Gaon and the Chazon Ish accomplish levels of Torah Lishma which are way out of our comprehension. But then again, their Torah learning is way out of our comprehension. But the concept and madrega of Torah Lishma is something we all can do and should do. We should put our minds to it and have a piece of it so that we can be zeicha to all the wonderful things that Torah Lishma gives us in Torah. Rav Chaim writes that there are those who think that Torah Lishma means learning Torah with extreme devotion until one becomes connected purely to Hashem. It's dveikus at its best. And this would imply a very difficult and high level of focus and concentration, separating oneself totally from worldly distractions and becoming totally immersed in the Torah until we are connected through learning directly to Hashem. And this is undoubtedly a lofty and heavenly level, which we can only wish we had some connection with. It's a beautiful madrega to aspire to. But this isn't what Torah Lishma means. Torah Lishma means learning Torah for its own sake. That means to learn Torah because we want to know Torah. We want to know every sugya, every halacha, every mitzvah, every secret, every agadata, and every drasha, everything and anything that we can attain within Torah. That's learning Torah Lishma, for the sake of attaining a mastery and an ownership over the Torah. To accomplish such a mastery over Torah requires great effort and toil. It's eisik. But the more a person learns and immerses themselves, the greater their love for Torah grows, and then they'll only want to learn more and more. So it's a self, it feeds on itself, to the point where they will wish that they didn't have to eat or drink or sleep, just to have more time to learn Torah. That's how sweet and precious it'll be to us. When we learn Torah Lishma, simply because we recognize how chashuv and amazing the Torah is, how much there is to know, and we have a desire to attain that, to make it ours, it lights up our neshama with a kedusha, an ur kadosh, the light that reveals even more of the Torah to us. Chaim gives a mashal of a house with many rooms, but you can only see the next room if you first light up the room you're in. Each room is only accessible through the previous room. So as we light up our eyes within the Torah, more aspects of the Torah become apparent to us, we understand more, we understand deeper, and become infinitely greater, Talmidei Chachamim. Learning Torah Lishma requires giving our full concentration to what we're learning. The time we spend learning, all we are thinking about is the pit, the bar that person dug, the axe that gored something, or carrying on Shabbos, or whatever we're learning. Through having our minds so immersed in the sugya, in Torah, we by definition merit a wonderful dveikus and connection to Hashem because His Shechina rests upon those who are immersed in Torah. So we see that learning Torah Lishma, simply because we want to know and have the Torah, is something we all could and should put our hearts to. We can all do that. And the more we think about it, the greater our love and desire to learn Torah becomes. The more we value every sugya we learn, every kasha we have, every Rambam we see, every Tosfos we understand, we can achieve amazing and wondrous levels in Torah and Avodah and be zeicha to the Dvarim Harbe that come along with learning Torah Lishma.